This is Miss Bridget calling you back again. Do you know about how, when you pull it up for yourself, how many miles tow is it?
Let me check. It shouldn't be that far though, but I can check. Did yours come up as Burnsville? Excuse me,
ma'am. It's coming up. What? It's coming up Morton, Illinois, and something's not right.
Morton, Illinois. Yeah, that's definitely not right. Yeah, I-35 North. See, look, this. Okay, right. I-35 North. Now, let me change the location. That's 1700. It says 12 minutes, 9.6 miles. That don't sound right.
What?
That's 12 minutes away from me. Hello?
All right. It's 1700 Hickory Hill Drive, Egan, Minnesota, 55112.
Yes. It could possibly, hold on, give me 1 second. I'm going to type it in right here.
Okay.
Drive. Yeah. Now, there's two options. It could say St. Paul or it could say Egan. But it's Egan. It's actually Egan. Five five 1 2 2 is the address. Or the zip code, I'm sorry. I wonder if I give you the coordinates and you Google it, will it come up better? Oh.
We're gonna try something else because when I put it in, it's coming up Morton, Illinois. This thing is so sensitive, and if you don't put the right thing in, you'll be way out of pocket. Okay, and I'm going to ask you again to make sure I'm correct. Interstate is I-135. Hold on. That could be. Hold on.
Yeah, the coordinates is honestly the best option.
Huh?
I said the coordinates is the only thing I could really think that's going to get that.
Okay, give me the latitude.
Latitude is vertical, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 44.85370.
44.85370. Uh huh. Okay, and then the longitude.
93.148.
Is it not a negative?
No, no negative.
Okay. 9 what?
93.14843 west.
I'm going to send you a text message and give me the latitude and longitude that comes up. Click on the link.
It says 44865658, and longitude is negative 93.
I need every number. If it's a point, I need the points.
Yeah. You got the latitude.
Repeat it to me.
The latitude or the whole thing?
The latitude.
All right, the latitude is 44865658. 0.865658.
Longitude should be a negative something.
-93.152395.
Let me repeat this. The latitude 44.865658. Longitude -93.12355.
No, -152395.
I thought you said it was -93.
It is -93.
Okay.
Just,
okay.
But,
I'm 1 2 what?
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do the longitude one more time.
Yes, that would help.
Yeah. Okay. So it's -93.152395.
Thank you.
Where is he?
Okay, you're up. Those numbers came up with 1200 Mendota Heights Road. Mendota Heights. Something's not right. Something is not right.
Mendota Heights. No, that's not right. Mendota Heights Road. That's not right.
Okay.
Is that wait. Mendota Heights Road. Wait. Is that the where I'm at currently?
That's what came up when you gave me those numbers.
Mendota Heights Road.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Mendota Heights Road, that's
fine.
That's good
food. That should be.
South Mendota Heights Road. That's West
St. Paul. Yeah, I'm like 12 minutes from a house, 5.6 miles. I wonder if I could send it. I'm trying to figure out how to send this. There's no way I can email you or text
no.
you?
No.
Okay. I guess that sounds about right, though.
What do you see where you are?
I see... two exits. I'm right off of two exits. 35E. I'm on 35E.
You're on what?
35E.
35 or 135? Because numbers make a big difference. I put in before 135, and now you just said 35.
It's so I 35E.
Okay, that's I have been putting because. Hold on.
When I told you the exit.
Yes.
Which was right in front of me. It's I-35E. It was 494 West.
Hold on. I can't. I'm trying.
I'm trying to
put in what you're telling me, but you have to slow down. Now, start all over. Because I've got in here two things you told me. I have 135 East North exit 494A East Egan, Minnesota 55121. Then you gave me 135 East North, exit 494A, Egan, Minnesota 55121. Any number or any letter that's off is going to throw it off. So if
right,
you.
I-35 North.
It's what?
I-35 East North.
I-35
East North.
E North.
Yep, the highway is 35E. The direction is north.
Okay, 35E North. And you're Egan, Minnesota?
Egan, Minnesota, yes.
Let me try that. Okay. Now that put me on the interstate. So it's coming up St. Paul, though.
That's fine. It can be. See, the thing about it is, it's Eagan, but it can still be St. Paul.
Okay. Well, that's what's coming up. Okay. I see 35 East now. Like I said, any number or anything not right, it will throw it off. I'm just gonna put a note that you're off exit. Did you say you're off the exit or almost to the exit 494?
For exit 494, I believe the exit is 99A, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 99A.
They're going to call you anyway. I'm just going to put that in because that came up. Okay, because it came up St. Paul. That's what's coming up. That's why I was getting confused. Okay, and the address again that you want to go to is 1700 Hickory Hill Drive.
Yes, Eagan, Minnesota, 55122.
And see, that's coming up as Morton, Illinois.
Morton, kind of great. 55122.
That's why I'm confused. The address. But the address is 700 Hickory Hill Drive.
Hold on. 1700 Hickory Hill Drive.
Yeah.
55112. Is it possible that this one could be St. Paul as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so that could be the problem. Hold on.
Could be the issue. It could be one to St. Paul.
Is the zip code the same?
Yeah, it should be.
55112?
55122.
55, okay. 55 what?
55122.
122?
Yeah. Or it could be 55112.
Okay, that came up. That the other, you gave me a different number. Hold on.
Yeah, Long Oak Road. See, that's why I had to get off there to come back around. Long Oak Road. So really, you could tell them that you literally right off Long Oak Road.
Oh, okay.
That's the easiest way to get to you. If they come out Long Oak, it's literally right there, 35.
Since that came up, it's throwing me off a little bit with the destination where you want to go. Something is not right what we're putting in with the 1700 Hickory Hill Drive. We're good with the location that I gave you. Hold on.
Is the Hickory Hill together or separated? Are you putting separate in the Hickory?
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Okay, Hickory Hill. I have two different separate words.
Yeah, two separate. Yeah, it's supposed to be separate. Say like 7.9.
And you sure that's okay? The zip code is 55122.
Zip code 55122, 1700 Hickory Hill Drive, Eagan, Minnesota. It could possibly come up.
Eagan?
Yes.
55122.
I'm going to Google it and see where it comes. Yeah, it comes up in St. Paul. MN 55122.
Okay, that's better. Like I said, every little number or something, that's not right. Okay, let me reach out to someone and see who can come and assist you. You're only covered for $30. It says that you only covered up to $30. We calculate this service costs more than your benefits. So I'm letting you know that it's probably going to cost, you may have to pay some out of pocket. But before I send someone out, I will reach out to you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.